just a minute, Carl serenades us with a tune on his rhyme horn in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, a restaurant near the airport in Seattle has caused a scandal by openly refusing to serve whom?
Certain class of people or one person?
A class of people.
I think I read that. I can't think what it was.
I guess the owners of the restaurant went through one pat-down too many.
Oh, no, they won't serve. The TSA.
They won't serve any TSA agents, or so they say. According to a story on the consumer advocacy website Elliott.org, a restaurant near the Seattle-Tacoma Airport is banning TSA agents. Says employee Casey McLawson, their kind aren't welcomed in our establishment. This calls to mind the classic quote, first they came for the TSA agents. And I said nothing, because screw them, they're TSA agents. After some damning news reports, the cafe has softened a bit. TSA agents are now welcome, but any drinks they order will be served in 3-ounce Ziploc baggies.
I wonder how many people in the audience have been patted down.
Not at an airport, but I have been.
Adam, a survey of 2,000 British men found that the majority consider doing what to be making a romantic gesture?
Looking up from the television set.
Oh, it's you, is it?
Hello.
All right, then.
Back to the telly. Well, it's like, well, you can tell that I love you because of the way I picked up my underwear off the floor.
So housework, is it?
Yeah, basically doing some of the housework they think is romantic. The survey by Sainsbury asked men to name what they thought constituted romantic behavior. They didn't say flowers or poetry. They said putting the toilet seat down and not farting in bed.
I think that proves they're very gullible, doesn't it? Because their wives are saying things like, you know what really turns me on?
Oop, too late.
Yeah. Asked for what they thought were romantic gestures, women said someone to cook a meal without being asked, someone to listen to her talk about her day at work, and someone to run a bath for her. In other words, the most romantic thing you can do for your girlfriend is to become a girl. Paula, we're happy to report that Beatha Lee has just finished her first term as the president of the Hillbrook Tall Oaks Civic Association in Annandale, Virginia. She has succeeded in the post, even though most of the voters who elected her did not know that she was a what?
A dog.
Yes. Her list of qualifications included a love of the outdoors and time overseeing a large estate in Maine. So when it was time to vote, 50 hands shot up and a dog won the most senior political post since Rin Tin Tin served as Commerce Secretary under Hoover. One resident complained, well, she had a name. It wasn't Spot or Rover, so everyone thought she was human. But really, there were clues, her stance on the local economy. It was rough. And when people told her that a tax hike would be hard to swallow, she said, well, we'll put it in some hamburger. It always works for me. Beatha Lee has been allowed to finish out her one-year term as president, which unfortunately lasts 7 years in dog terms.
It seems like I've had this post forever.